Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Hardcore Listing, the podcast.
Hello, welcome to Hardcore Listing, a podcast about top fives. If you've never listened before, I'm sure you have. That was arrogant of me to assume that. My name's Chris Glasson. Sat opposite me is my pink
elderly friend.
elderly friend. Stuart Roy Riffin, how you doing, mate?
I'm all right. Winter's here, isn't it?
It is. Yes, it is. Most definitely. Have you turned the heating on yet?
No, we went to, but the battery had gone rotten in the little kind of wireless remote thing over the summer. And then when I took the battery out, the battery thing that, like, the connector that it pushes against fell out. And so, yeah, I've been looking at that, and I'm going to actually try and solder it back on for what it's worth before. Yeah. I have to buy the new Wi-Fi and the connect to the other end as well, which is about 160 quid, just because one little bit of metal's fallen out the remote.
Yeah, that sounds like over the top. Well, hopefully you get it right. And, well, in the meantime, hopefully your family aren't freezing to death.
They're all right. I'm wearing shorts still. Like,
you're that age now, are you?
I am. Like, I like wearing shorts, though, do you?
They're all right. I've got a pair of quite short shorts I bought from Indigo and Goods, which is owned by our mate Ricky Hall. And he basically, it's really cool clothing, and they're quite short camo, and I look quite sexy in them. I'll be honest with you. So I do
who said that?
Me.
All right, okay.
I don't need anyone else's fucking opinion on that. I don't need reality to knock.
No, of course. I mean, a reality that will knock hard on your head is a training session with Renshi Sai of Southern Martial Arts. And they're one of the proud sponsors of this. I said proud. They're one of the reluctant sponsors of this podcast. Sai's also got a fantastic podcast as well.
We'll shout that out
called Solve Nothing with PC Leon McLeod.
Yeah.
Go check out that podcast and go give Sai a follow. He'll be tagged on all the posts here. Find out about how you can learn martial arts. It will make your life better, and that comes from experience. Trust me, if you go and have a little training session, you'll feel better about yourself. You'll feel a little bit more confident about yourself, and ultimately, you'll be able to smash some soft lad's head in.
Perfect, yes. Our other wonderful sponsors, the Say What podcast. Speaking to Justin. Justin's been inquiring about his new greatest fan, who is Ben, who we actually went and stayed with when we did our live show. And Ben had a T-shirt printed up, didn't he? It wasn't Say What merch. Ben had actually gone and had that T-shirt printed up himself, which looked fucking brilliant.
Yeah, just was blown away by that.
He was blown away by it. He asked me, who is that? And, he's like, I want to go and thank him.
Ultimately, bizarrely, this is quite weird. My phone is ringing as we're recording, and it's Renshi Sai. How strange is that? Look at that.
I mean, everyone believes you, mate. You don't show me a video of it.
Look at it!
Yes, that's his name. Yes, brilliant. Well, Sai, sorry that Stu hasn't answered his phone to you, but we are recording.
An
episode. A wonderful
suggested
episode.
Suggested by Ben. Ooh. It was Ben's idea, this one.
Do you reckon he wants to get a shout out? Do you think he's going to be one of... So basically, Ben's asked us to do top five people you take with you in a zombie apocalypse, right?
Mm. Great top five.
Yeah, great top five. Do you think... Does Ben think he's our best mate now just because we all had sex a couple of weeks ago?
I felt like there was a connection when we made love. I could tell that it was just purely sex for you. But I've been there before. I know how you roll.
Yeah, exactly. You know what, though? Respect, mate. I'll let you know.
Yeah, you was literally rinsing your helmet under the tap in the ensuite whilst me and I had Ben cuddled up inside me in the fetal position, stroking his beard.
How many times have you washed your cock because you think you're about to get lucky? You're like, hold on, just nip to the toilet. Thinking.
Right. The percentages of how many times I've washed my cock thinking I'm going to get lucky to how many times I got lucky, I reckon the ratio would be... out of 10, I reckon it'd be 10 washies per 2 times I got lucky.
Yeah, 2 times it got sucked. And gentleman's then I wonder, like, you know, it's always reassuring when your partner says, just going to nip to the bathroom, you think, oh, good. And I'm assuming they're not taking a really sloppy shit in there. I'm assuming they're just furiously
masturbating.
They're thinking, he looks like he's going to be a disappointment. I might as well get this right to the end of it. So I can go out there and he can just touch it once and I come.
And then I can sleep.
Yeah, and then you can sleep. Wow, that fantastic. That derailed quickly. But it's a great top five.
Mm.
Yeah. Have you gone for people you know? Have you gone for celebrities, famous or fictional? What have you done?
Bit of everything. Mm.
All right, lovely jubbly. Who's starting?
You can, mate.
Twiggy.
Should be Andy.
Twiggy is like a Swiss Army knife in a zombie apocalypse. Right, one, food's going to get a bit short.
Mm.
And Twiggy looks like she needs about 4 calories to survive a day.
Yeah.
So kind of already, I don't think she's going to be competing for food too much. She's also like more motherly now, so she can keep like, she can be a bit maternal and help us keep our shit together. But with being a mum, she's also a MILF. And I think that, you know, at some point you might need to, you know, like it's going to be like fucking the Wild West. Not only have you got to contend with zombies, but, you know, you're going to have to contend with, you know, other savage groups of people. And I think, you know, you might need to just trade Twiggy for your own survival at some point. Just sell her into some form of sex servitude. And I think she'd be all right with that, to be honest with you.
Okay, that's good. That you've presumed that.
Or maybe the oldest trade in the book, maybe she can help raise a bit of an income for us as a sex worker. Yeah, absolutely.
Smash your front doors in.
Absolutely, mate. So I think she would have her shit together more than the rest of us, and she'd just be like, pass that cock here and just, you know, just get the job done, basically, while I'd be a shivering mess.
Give it here.
We've already established I don't know what I'm doing, so yeah. Twiggy,
I mean, firstly, I'm surprised you even know who Twiggy is.
Because you say Twiggy quite a lot on the show, and I actually firstly went with Kate Moss. I just saw any skinny supermodel, basically. But then I just feel like Twiggy's got a bit more experience. Do you know
Absolutely.
What I mean? She's got more to offer. Sorry, Kate.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's it. Keeping it simple. Going for Twiggy. Keeping it simple. Also, not morally probably correct, but that's
it's a zombie
fine.
Apocalypse, mate. Morals are out the window.
Exactly, mate. Twiggy, I've got to get your ass out on that. Get that bony ass out on the street. Yes,
well, from a very slight frame.
Yes. Okay.
I'm going to go for my top five. I'm going to go for Big Daddy.
Oh, for fuck's sake, the wrestler.
Yeah.
So you're going for security straight away, are you?
I think so. I mean, I've,
all right, okay.
My thing on this is I just think he's a big boy.
Yeah.
He's an old boy.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got life experience.
Yeah.
You know,
he's
wrestled with the best of them. Haystacks, Nagasaki. Yeah, he's done the lot.
Yeah.
And obviously, once the crowd start chanting the Big Daddy chant of easy, he's just going to literally Big Daddy splash straight off, take a load of them out, and it had just cleared a path for me to run away.
Excellent.
So I think, yeah, Big Daddy, a.k.a. Shirley Crabtree.
Like, the thing with Big Daddy is, like, I don't know if you've ever watched Zombieland, but, like, one of the first people they say that will go are people who can't run particularly quickly. Which it kind of makes sense in a zombie apocalypse. You know, being a bit more of sleight of frame might help you once you're confronting zombies, definitely, because you might be able to, you know, get yourself
a bit more nimble.
Get yourself over a fence at like a hedge fence, you know, in Bowsden a bit quicker. So that might help. So also, like, if it gets to that point again, Big Daddy, pretty much. He's going to slow them right down, especially if they start trying to eat him.
This is my thing, because I'm not fast. And so I think if he's like takes a load out with a belly splash and then like basically the rest of them just start to eat him, it's going to take ages. And while that's going on, I'm out of there.
Gone. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the problem with someone like Big Daddy is I would imagine that I would, you know, I'd very much become, like other than the zombie situation, when you're all at home, you know, in your bunker, I very much think I would become his bitch very quickly. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't think I'd be able to refuse his advances. And if I don't, you know, if I don't have someone with the sort of like broad shoulders of Twiggy to be able to say like pass his penis here, I imagine my front teeth are getting knocked out pretty quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Jesus Christ, waking up at 3 a.m. in the middle of a zombie apocalypse in a bunker and there's Big Daddy hanging out the back of Twiggy. That's something to behold, isn't it?
It would be, yeah. But it would be probably me hanging out the back of... I'm almost wishing this to happen. I don't know why I keep putting that into Big Daddy's mind. I'll be your bottom. Mm. No, yeah. Yeah, good. Shrewd.
What you got number four?
Scroobius Pip.
Oh, brother. Why would you have him? Brother.
Got you there, didn't I? I knew I'd get you with a misdirection. I ain't having Pip with me. Yeah,
imagine how organised
he'd
be.
He's smart. He'd make a lot of sensible decisions. I mean, he's quite stubborn.
And he'd get eaten really quickly.
No, it's the cult that he'd start that I've got a bit of an issue with.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's the problem, is before you know it, he'd be wearing fucking somebody's ribcage as a hat. And it'd get Lord of the Flies so quickly with Pip.
Do you think he'd still be woke in a zombie apocalypse?
He'd be the worst. his values would go out the window pretty quickly. And the thing is, he'd rationalise it perfectly. I think the thing is...
I'd just like to point out, within 3 seconds, I'd be like, it's every man for himself!
My first choice was basically selling Swiggy into the sex trade. So I think we kind of know where I'm at on this. It's not my...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Problem. Actually, this is very much why I'm picking Scrooge's brother, Ian. Ian is super intelligent, but where Ian might also have like the ability to like make difficult grey choices, which is why I'm picking Ian. I think Ian could make decisions in a in an environment which sort of like your sort of run-of-the-mill thinking, everyday thinking, isn't probably the one that's required. And some of those areas might be morally grey, like eating one of your colleagues' brains, or, you know what I mean? The problem with is Pip, I think, could do that, but I think becoming a cult leader would be too much of a temptation for him. And you'd be like having to make morally bankrupt decisions alongside the fact Pip's also, you know, trying to he hasn't got social media anymore. He's going to be going out of his mind. He's going to need some form of like group of people. And before you know it, it's Jonestown all over again, basically, mate. So like, it can't be Pip. Ian's got all those qualities without needing to be a cult leader. The only problem with Ian is I already think I'm on his to-eat list.
Yeah, I was thinking, if I'm there with you, I've probably got a bit more time to make my decision because I reckon he'd take you first.
Oh, the problem with this choice is a bit risky.
I'd suggest we have a little drink and I'd get you a bit pissed and then like you'd be peak annoying and I'd be thinking Ian's definitely taking him first.
I think I'd rather risk Ian eating me than having to watch Pip fucking raise a cult.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather Ian feed my own brain to me than watch Pip do that, to be honest with you. So yeah, that's a rational number four for me.
Fantastic. Right, I'm going to go for the store manager at B&Q Lakeside.
I like this. This is shrewd.
Yeah.
Shrewd.
My game plan has always been, should it unfold, that I'm going to go to B&Q because you basically, in the car park, you've got B&Q and, what's the big store that you have to have a card to get into and buy in?
Costco or something like that?
Costco, that's it, yeah. And there's a Costco across the other side of the car park. Mm. So you've got every luxury and food and household stuff that you need at Costco.
Mm-hmm.
And just across the car park, you're getting fucking tooled up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And
so you've got them big trolleys in B&Q. So I'm going to create some Mad Max shit.
Oh, quality.
But not on my own. I'll be doing that with my number one. But yeah, basically, you know, I'm just going to go in there, circular saws, chainsaws, you know, axes, hammers. Like, it's just in abundance.
With a circular saw is often they're just like plugged into the mains.
No, not if you get a DeWalt battery powered one. I get a 12-volt one and have a couple of, instead of having like bullet belts, I like to have a belt with like batteries and circular saw blades.
Oh, fucking sick.
And the ones that I don't use in there, I'll just use is Sherrican stars.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Love it.
So
yeah.
I want access, but I want to know that if I'm going across to Costco, I need to know that I'm tooled up. So I need the keys. So the store manager at B&Q, please.
Good couple of hammers. I want something like basically what you want is you want to fashion a spear. That's what you want. Because the problem with these like circular cutters and all stuff like that is they're all mouth and no trousers. Like they'll do like damage to one zombie, but while you're fucking trying to give him a lobotomy, there'll be five others on you. You get yourself a spear,
right?
And you just stab him in the brain quickly, and you get on and about your way. Slight of being bit slight. Get out there.
What's in every shop? What's in every shop?
Shelves.
Fire extinguishers.
Oh, okay. Right.
So literally straight out foam. Yeah. Do a load of them in their zombie boats, and then that's it. Oh, straight through with Amazon axes.
Okay, all right, like it. Yeah, I guess
I've legitimately thought a lot about.
No, so have I.
My B&Q.
Right. Well, when I wrote that zombie script, I actually go to B&Q in it and get tooled up.
Do you go to the trade counter if you're just going to like buy in bulk, or would you just go to the normal checkout?
I reckon it's a five finger discount, mate, for everyone.
If you
can get into B&Q, I bet it's fucking locked up pretty tight. So but
I've got a trade card.
Well, you've got
so
a trade card.
Right.
Well, you've basically you've shrewdly picked the store manager of B&Q, and he's going to have a Costco hookup. So
I think with the props that we've got there, over a matter of time, we could build a tunnel anyway.
Yeah, watch direct there from your house to
Costco.
What? How many miles is that?
Well, no, from B&Q to Costco, oh, okay. Not from my house. I'm getting the fuck out of my house straight away. What you got
girls,
for your
I'm
number
just
three?
Out. I'm just going to get some milk.
Just got to go and get some screws and a bucket. I won't be long. I'm just going to pop the B&Q.
Well, my number...
Don't open the door.
My number three is, if the problem with all this is having to go to B&Q and all this fucking shit is you're going to go to populated areas, to be honest with you. And zombies also have a habit of having a latent old memory of areas they've been in, vis-a-vis Dawn of the Dead, where they all go to the shopping mall. So to me, go the opposite way. You know, maybe that the option is to fucking head out into the woods, go to one of the forts. But if you go into the woods, you need a survival expert, vis-a-vis...
Fuck off.
Ray Mears.
Mate, it's my number three.
No way.
He's my number three.
Yeah.
Right. Fucking hell. There you go.
Stu showing us all. Why does that say... I'm going to say something really inappropriate. Yeah, Ray Mears. Of course you want someone who can help you survive. Stay on your feet. Keep going. Keep out of populated areas. You need a survival expert. Who better than Ray Mears, someone who's already your best mate? You know, he told you how to take a shit and bury it.
That was it.
I mean, hopefully he knows how to fucking create a snare for a fucking
very expensive.
Hair.
It's very expensive 3 days, but I do know how to shit in the woods. Do you know what Ray Mears like done? Remember the Raoul Moat?
Yeah. Weirdly, I was listening to a documentary about that the other day. Yeah.
Right. So obviously, Moatey shot the cop baron, and shot the boyfriend of his ex.
Who was a cop?
Was he?
Oh no, he wasn't a cop. He shot him thinking he was a cop.
Right.
He was under the impression he must be. He was old Bill. Turns out that the ex had lied and said that, but he wasn't old Bill. It's what got him killed. Okay. Well, no, what got him killed was the bullets that fucking psychopath shot into him.
So that psychopath then nutted down in the woods.
Yeah.
And went on the run. And did you know that it was Ray Mears that led the police to him?
He tracked him.
Yeah, he tracked Ralmo in that case. Fucking cool was that?
Wow, that's mad, man. I heard, like, in his documentary, just all, like, in their tent that they found where he'd been camping.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Flimsy stains slowing you down? Well, it's time to upgrade. Armadillo builds durable, North American-made tablet stands and kiosks. We're so confident, we offer a lifetime warranty. So, elevate your business and visit armadillo.com. That's armodillo.com. And use code ACAST for 5% off. Armadillo. Built to last. Designed to impress.
ACAST powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
There was loads of recordings of, well, just the gibberings of a man who was a mass narcissist, very controlling, domineering, just a fucking royal piece of shit, really. What a nutter. Well, well done. So we can track people. Well, you know what we do? If we sell Twiggy into some, like, slave trade, like some sex trade, I mean, we'll be able to then track her down and rescue her. That's the thing.
And we'll be able to tell her how to poo in the woods.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Which is important. But absolutely. Yeah, you know, right, you know, give a man a fucking fish he can eat for a day. Give a man a, teach a man how to fish and he can eat for the rest of his life. That's how
Ray Mears. Dig a man a hole, he can poo forever.
yeah, exactly. So Ray Mears, our joint number three. That's incredible. What's your...
Your number two.
My number two. Listen. My number two. Stuart Roy Whiffen.
In the woods? Are you taking me?
Yeah. Because I don't know Ray Mears. So I need that connect.
Yeah.
I need the connect.
I'll be up with Raymondo.
And I also thought that, you know, it's good content.
I know what you think.
What?
You think Ray will like me more than he likes you.
I just think, he will do. Most people do.
Yeah, Ray, I've got this. Remember Twiggy? Do you want to have a go?
Yeah. She's one of my mates, not Stu.
Yeah, he's over there with Big Daddy.
yeah. With his Big Daddy. No, I think there'd be great content, right? We had good fun at that zombie apocalypse that we went to.
I mean, we've done Dawn of the Dead, haven't we? We've been in a shopping mall.
Mate, we were fine.
And
we
shot up zombies.
We had a laugh, if anything.
Mm.
Yeah. We had a fucking right giggle. And
that was fucking good, wasn't it?
It was so much fun. Shout out Holly Quick for arranging that.
Yeah, big up Holly.
Oh, man, it was so much fun. So, I just think, we'd have a laugh.
Mm.
You know, cheer us up after Ian would be whispering, you know, making dangerous suggestions. Mm. You know, I need someone to just keep it light, mate. Do you know what I mean? And I think you'd do that. We'd get some great podcasts out of it. I don't know if Acast would be still up and running there. I don't know if John Harris would be still manning the fort at Acast. He fucking better be.
Well, even if he isn't and he's dead, then an Acast is no more. Mm. We'll start Bcast. And we'll take over the world.
Fucking brilliant. But we'll have to ask for James Acaster's permission.
Yes.
To start
Bcast.
And I'm going to get put into any copyright problems.
No.
Because he started Acast.
Absolutely.
Just another dickhead thing I thought. There you go, Ben. It's another criticism for you.
Mm.
Ben put on the on one of our chat groups that I said the other day, I don't remember saying this, but I'd rather have a wank than listen to a podcast. And I thought that is 100% accurate. That's not me saying controversial things like what I was saying about Twiggy earlier. I'm just literally like, no, I would rather masturbate
fact
than listen to off the beaten track. Or sometimes
absolutely.
I will wank to it just to
draw it out. Of course.
That's my number two. You, baby. What's your number two?
Boris Johnson.
Right, okay.
Well, yeah. I thought, obviously you want a bit of fodder, don't you?
Yes,
like,
absolutely.
You want someone that you can throw at the lions. Mm, and, and obviously what you need in a time of a global epidemic of zombies is you need someone that can handle the situation and the pressure of it and get it 100% correct.
Yeah, absolutely. With no lies or bullshit. And
absolutely.
Not without bringing someone to bring in there. That's the problem with Pip. He's going to bring in his own sort of plan, isn't he?
Yeah. He can poke his manifesto. So anyway, I need someone that can do with all of that. So that's why I've gone for Big Daddy. Yeah. But Boris, he's there because ultimately I want to see him terrified. I want to see him really scared. And I just want to watch fear on his face.
Yeah.
Whilst me and you are podcasting, when he's a broken man and he's at his lowest ebb, we can start probing him for all of these self-serving decisions he's made.
Oh, great.
And get something. So when we launch Bcast, we have got this absolute scoop. We have got the truth. We finally get the truth out of that line, bag of custard. Mm-hmm. And expose him. And then once we finish that, just go, I'll do us a favour. Can you go and put the washing out? And then just open the door and then shut it behind
him. I'll tell you what, mate. I would have him, I'd have him on a chain. Naked on a chain, I think, just on a stick outside.
Why naked? I
don't know.
Tweaky not enough, mate.
just have him on a chain, mate. Just watch him shit in his pants all the time. Well, he won't have pants on. Roll him around in his own shit. I tell you what, let's put Sunak out there as well. Let's get Braverman out there as well. Let's get them all out there.
Just throw the Conservative Party out there.
Let's get them all on a fucking chain.
Past and present.
You watch those flakes, they wouldn't be able to handle it. They would be the fucking Burke out of Aliens, like absolute. Mm. They're just fucking everyone over for a fucking dollar just to let their lives go on just for another minute longer. Mm. But I think it would be really nice to just have one just chained to a stake out the front door and just watch them really have a bad time for a while.
I've been watching that fucking Bellend on SAS, Are You Tough Enough?
Hancock.
Hancock. And whatever they put him through, right, or whatever him and the rest of them are doing, there's a smugness in his face that he's just him.
Yeah, yeah.
And he can't get rid of it.
Yeah.
And the minute he gets an opportunity to kind of flex his muscle, he can't help himself. Mm-hmm. Because at his core, he's a horrible man.
Yeah.
He's a rat. And I'd love to have the Conservative Party, just all them little rats, all just squabbling over nothing because their money ain't going to help them here. No. Nothing's going to help them. It is literally, they've got to come to base level with the working classes and the lower classes.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're going to have to kind of...
They don't even know where B&Q is, mate.
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
And all the tradesmen will just be... Yeah, exactly. They'll be having a fucking laugh. The tradesmen will be like, right, okay, well... We'll be able to secure our houses and homes and...
Yeah.
And all their security guards would have left them for dirt. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah, they're being B&Q, like, hanging out of us, like, their security. And meanwhile, they'll be aimlessly fucking wandering around Habitat, just going, do we think we need tea towels? What's a tea towel for? I don't know. There's someone in the West Wing that deals with that. Tories.
I think we've got quite a strong team here, mate. I don't think we're going to have to put Twiggy out on the streets. I think she's going to be able to just be a really great, good leader, really.
Splendid.
Yeah, I think this is all going really to plan, to be honest with you.
We got number one, then?
Molly. I'm going to have to take my missus, I guess.
Right.
It's more of a compulsory choice.
Yeah.
Molly, like in a zombie apocalypse, will 100% be the death of me within the first 24 hours. Like, I used to think...
Great choice, Chris.
I used to think I would be like really good in a zombie apocalypse, you know.
Mm.
Call up Greg Kramer. We've been planning it since we were like 14. No worries. But, you know, life gets complicated. You fall in love.
Mm.
And you know, love just weighs you down, Stu.
Mm.
Just weighs you down. Mm. And I'd have to take her with me. And despite her having, you know, she's quite a wise person, my girlfriend, my fiance, kind and caring. I just don't think that person survives in a zombie apocalypse, but I just don't have the heart in it to say, babe, I'm just going to pop out for some milk. Just going to get a lie of the land and then just leave her in fucking Margate with some fucking zombified hipsters. The reason why I know Molly will get me killed within 24 hours is because I've been whinging about my basement. I had to install the stairs the other day because I had a carpenter try to rip me off, as I've explained to you. So I built the stairs and I had to lift them into place. It was Herculean effort. And I didn't even ask Molly to come and keep an eye on one electrical cable, make sure it didn't move out of place, because I thought her watching that cable is too stressful for her and for me, and it's going to make the situation worse, her just being there. And then later on, a couple of days later, it sounds crazy, but I couldn't gloss the staircase underneath from humidity until I'd like got it into place. And in order to do that, I had to climb underneath the staircase which is basically like, you know, me being on the front of a fucking newspaper of man's most stupid death. And I had to prop this suitcase, this staircase forward to get underneath it and to paint, to gloss it, to protect it, to seal it. And at one point, I had very little room to squeeze down underneath this staircase to do it, right? And I've got a gas mask on because of all the fumes and all this shit. It was hard. It was difficult. It was hot. It was a bit precarious. And all I needed Molly to do, once I got into this, basically this hole 8 foot down, all I needed her to do is lift out the ladder, this aluminium ladder I've got. Now, this aluminium ladder, you can lift it with one hand, or one finger. It's that light, you know what they're like. All I needed her to do was get her to lift it out of this hole for me. I'd already lifted it 70% of the way. It was just like, babe, save me throwing it on the top of the landing. Just pick it, just take it off me and just move it. And she near on had a panic attack doing it. She was literally going, and I was like, babe, I'm down a hole, surrounded by chemicals. This staircase could collapse on me. All I need you to do is move that 2 foot, and it's really light. And she was honestly having a fucking panic attack with it while I was the one in a precarious situation. And it was just at that moment I knew that if we were ever in any form of like a zombie apocalypse situation, we're dead, mate. She's going to see it like, well, I don't know what's going to happen, but she's going to panic and it's going to result in a zombie like pulling out my fucking entrails. You know, I'm still going to take her. She's still my number one. But I'll be no use to anyone. I'll just be looking after her, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just think I balled up the windows and doors in my house and go, right, stay there. Don't, like, you got enough food. I can't be dealing with responsibility.
Yeah.
Like, they'll be all right.
I might just throw it down under in that cellar, to be fair.
That's not a bad shout.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Fucking hell. Honourable death, Chris.
Honourable death, I know. Well, that's me all over, innit? Honourable. If you really pick apart
Tell
this
Twiggy
entire...
that.
If you really pick apart this top five, I think everyone straight away went, what a class act.
Yeah, gentlemen.
What a nice bloke.
Yeah. Meanwhile, in the sex trade.
Twiggy looks like a glazed donut.
Day one.
Are you sure you've got to do this straight away? Yeah, I think we're better off just selling you straight away.
We have not got time to explain.
It's for the greater good, Twigs. Come on in, who's your number one?
Right, I'm in B&Q, right?
Yeah.
And I've got one of them big trolleys that you put the sheets of like timber and that on. And I don't need to get over to Costco, right? There's dustbin lids. There's, you know, for shields, there's chainsaws, you know, there's all sorts of bits of timber that you can fashion into like almost like what do they call it, like the lances, like the jousting poles,
yeah,
you know.
Nice, like it.
So I need to build it, and I need someone that is not going to panic in that, right? So I'm taking B.A. Baracus.
Genius move.
Because I just think like he's not. Well, he's not going to get on a plane because he doesn't need to.
No.
Like, he's in his best environment. He's holed up somewhere, and I'm all I ask of him, build me something that I can burst through the front doors B&Q.
Yeah. Like that trolley. You're going to go in there with a trolley from Costco, and you're going to come out with a fucking tank.
Exactly. And I mean, normally, he's just finding little bits and pieces in some disused warehouse. He's in B&Q.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to, that shopping trolley, he's going to connect that up to about 5 petrol lawnmowers to start with. He's going to armour it.
I didn't think of fucking petrol lawnmowers.
He's going to armour it. You know, now guns. Oh, mate, it's going to be incredible.
Oh, was it brain damage where he's got the lawnmower.
Yeah.
I might have a couple of flymos on the front as well, just to fucking go full brain damage.
Mate. I mean, that's all you really need for zombies. Like, I think you just create a big, like, blender. Like, the government just needs to go, right, we're making these big blender machines, right? And they're probably, we put them on football pitches.
Right.
And they just make them, you know, and you put, like, some sort of bait for the zombies, you know, that
footballers.
They can't. What's that?
Footballers.
Yeah, exactly. And Tories.
Yeah.
And you just basically, you lure a load of the zombies in, then you turn on the fucking big motor, whiz them up.
Hmm.
Problem solved.
Job done.
You can whiz up loads. I think the biggest problem with that is actually is not killing the zombies, it's disposing of them in sufficient quantities. I think that's where you have the trouble, and the smell. The smell would be just fucking unbearable.
Hmm. Yeah.
But B.A. Baraka, I mean, before that, I mean, like your idea, get him in there, get him in B&Q. You're fucking golden, mate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thanks, man. I'll tell you what, when this episode comes out, if you listen to it on Patreon, Patreons, then comment below what your plan would be and who you would take. And if you're listening on most usual podcast platforms, head over to us on Instagram, Facebook, or X, and let us know what five people you would take in your zombie apocalypse. Let's get the conversations going. And thanks to Ben for shouting this one out. Thanks loads to our sponsors. And I guess we'll be back next time, Christopher.
We'll be back next time. Stay safe, guys. Stay safe.
Yeah.
Watch your back.
And Twiggy.
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Our Core Listing, the podcast.